Hello, everyone, and welcome to Super Metal World. This is Michael.
And this is Ty.
This week, we are bringing to you Independent Metal Radio, Part 6, IMR. We've got 12 great tracks for you this week, all from independent metal bands across the world, and we are so very excited to share them with you.
Yeah, it's always, I'm always impressed. We keep going back to the well. We do one of these about every 3 months, so we just call it four quarters in a year, so we do one per quarter. So if you missed this one, don't worry, we still got two more to do this year, and we have as many to do as long as we live, I guess, or keep doing this podcast. So
they're like our quarterly reports.
Yeah, exactly.
For, like the pulse on independent metal.
And I was really happy about this batch because they're all very recent. So
yes,
all within 2019, pretty much, right? I mean,
yeah,
we might have some that came at the tail end of 2018, but
yeah, within the last year for sure.
So that's exciting, and it's another great batch of tracks. It was really hard to narrow them down. We spent a good, I don't know, a little over a half an hour deciding on what the track listing should be and which tracks we needed to keep or cut, which is tough. So anyway. Remember that you can find us on all social media. Just search Super Metal World. Give us a like, give us a follow. We're, on all places that you can stream a podcast. Please share with a friend, go to iTunes, rate and review. That really helps us out. Just take a second to do that. We really would appreciate it. We have a website, www.supermetalworld.com. You can find all of our past podcasts on there. We got a lot of good content there. Last week, I blabbered on and on about gatekeeping in metal, which, who are we kidding? It exists. So I think gatekeeping occurs in a lot of places, of course, but it's very prevalent in metal. The week before that, we talked about The Dirt, the Motley Crue biopic on Netflix. And the week before that, we had Danielle on, and she is not really a metal fan, and we had her listen to Master Puppets for the first time and react to that, and we talked to her. We had an intelligent conversation about that. So on our website, we have other blogs and things like that you can check out. We have two people that have reached out to us recently that have wanted to blog for us, so I'm excited for that, and hopefully we can get their content up soon as they provide it for us, because the three of us, being me, Michael, and Mark, are just so busy keeping the podcast going and finding guests and topics to talk about that it's hard for us to find a spare minute to blog. It just really is. I mean, I try to do it at least once a quarter, which isn't a lot. So those blogs aren't as updated. Hopefully someday they will be. It's a work in progress, but this podcast will always come to you one time per week. And yeah, I'm excited. Like I said, got a couple people that are going to blog for us. And if you are interested in blogging, we can pay you nothing, but it'll be good for the experience. And if this thing ever does make money, if we ever do become a successful entity or piece of intellectual property, of course you would be compensated if you were part of it. So that's cool, I guess. I mean, anyway, so let's get to these tracks, and I think you guys are really going to enjoy them. Horns high.
Horns high. The first track that we are bringing to you this week is titled Terrifier, and it is by Grizzly Power.
I am a true
that was Terrifier by Grizzly Power. I feel like I'm on the radio. thank you for tuning in. Anyway, I am on the I'm on independent metal radio. I'm a big fan of that track, though.
Yeah, I think it's a great track. It's a great way to start this episode.
It's like sludgy, heavy. It has like a stoner type vibe to the vocals. But also it kind of reminds me of like Mastodon for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, serious Mastodon vibes there.
I really enjoy that I can't understand a word he's saying. It sounds like he's... Yeah, it sounds like he's got something in his mouth there. But it's like really hypnotic, though. It's not a detriment.
It works perfect.
Uh-huh. It's a simple and effective song. And I like the drum fills at the end, too. You know, it's like, hey, the last, 30 seconds or so, maybe not even the last 30 seconds, 15 seconds, let's throw in some drum fills, too. I wonder if, like, the guy who created the band is a drummer, because it kind of makes me think of, like, he's like, hey, guys, just wait. I'm going to add some drum fills to the end of this song.
I got it.
I got the one thing this song needs. And but no, I like it, though. It all does come
together. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I like it. It's a good song. I really like it.
I do have to say, though, we appreciate you guys sending us all these things. In the future, just please send us the MP3, for the love of God. It's fine. We can go to the Bandcamp and like YouTube and like get the MP3, but we really like receiving the MP3 from you guys. It's not a huge deal. I'm just putting a little PSA, put a little bug in your ear, to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
That brings us to our next song, which is Obsolete by Villainous.
Thank you.
So that was Obsolete by the band Villainous. And I gotta say, I love the chorus and the harmonized vocals in that track. It is definitely my favorite part of the entire track. It's got these like Alice in Chains vibes going on.
Definitely. Yeah, I can hear that or see that. Yeah, I do like the group or the layered vocals or however they, you know, the harmonized vocals, I guess. Acoustic intro, you got a sexy solo, groovy riff and beat. I mean, it's got kind of... Very catchy, and it's got a lot of good elements going for it. It's got, you know, clean vocals, screened vocals. I do want to say that this band is from Brighton, England, and the other band was from Providence, Rhode Island, so... I don't know if we said that. Maybe we did. But.
Yeah, I don't think we did. Grizzly Power is from Providence, yeah. So the next track is a favorite of Super Metal World, and that is the band Letters in the Abyss, and it is their track titled Deadwood.
Take back your full of my chain. No place for it's all mine. But everything's all mine.
We have featured these guys for a record 3 times. That's more than any other band, and it's for good reason. Everything else we've featured from them has been an instrumental. So when they added these vocals that I think really add to the track rather than detract from it, we just had to feature them again. They're just too good not to feature.
Well, there's something so... The band name Letters in the Abyss is so appropriate because their songs are so beautiful, but dissonant and sad. And like the leads in the chorus for Deadwood is just, I just love it so much.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like just the melancholy and the dueling leads and the harmonies, it all just blends together really well. And always look forward to hearing more from Letters in the Abyss. Thank you guys. Keep sending us tracks. Really appreciate it. That brings us to our next... and by the way, they're from Los Angeles, California. Little place. I don't know if you've heard of it. brings us to our next track, which is Black Brain by Hyper Sphia. We'll be right back.
So that track was Black Brain by Hypersphere. And Hypersphere is kind of a collaborative online effort from with band members from Canada, the United States, France, Germany, and Romania, which is really cool. It's cool that we live in a day and an age where people from all across the world can get together and make amazing music like that. I really like that track, and it's like a lot of artists will use strings to enhance a certain aspect of a song, and it's just like this little bit here, but the strings here are just like riffing the whole time.
Yeah, definitely. I really appreciated the tight instrumentation along with those strings. And that singer has some good pipes, and he kind of reminds me of Dream Theater in a way. Or like,
yes,
the vocalist in Dream Theater.
I was thinking, like, why do I feel like this vocalist is so familiar? And with, yeah, the clean song vocals are, yeah, Dream Theater. That's exactly right.
And it should be known that we live in a day and age where Michael and I can record this podcast being half the country apart as well. So I can't imagine what it's like to put together something like that across the country. Yeah.
Seriously.
So hats off to them.
That brings us to our next track, and that is called Fixed Fate by Bury Them Deep.
Fix the way.
that was No Holds Bar thrash metal coming at you right there by Bury Them Deep. The song was Fixed Fate. They're from San Fernando Valley, Los Angeles, and Los Angeles continues to be a place that just knows how to pump out thrash music. It reminds me a lot of another band we featured in the past. In fact, we did a whole episode with them, and that was Monarch. Another band you guys should check out. I like this had all the elements that you want out of a thrash song, a barn burning riff, and then a bit of a tempo change and a Hellfire solo.
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And thrash metal it sticks to its core tenets when it's at its purest form, and usually they work really well.
A bit of a thrash renaissance right now, aren't we?
Yeah, it seems that way for sure, especially probably aided by the band Power Trip, who's been largely successful. Yeah, I think it was 2017 with Nightmare Logic. I can't remember the name of that album, but
yeah, it sounds right.
But anyway, I enjoyed everything about that song, and thrash metal is my favorite genre, so it's always fun to listen to something like that. We will be sharing all these bands. Their links will be in the show notes, links to their band camps, likely. And we'll try to tag them when we're promoting. Something to think about if you're an up-and-coming metal artist. Get a social media presence. It's important. Even if you only have like 5 followers, it's still important to have, because then when you have a podcast like us that's going to feature a group of tracks, it's nice for us to be able to tag you. Then you can share that you're on this. Get a social media presence. It's important.
Yeah, it's really cool to build an online social media community with small bands and all sorts of different artists and stuff. And yeah, it's really, really good. Get on that social media.
It may seem pointless, like, well, why would I do that? But it does make any little bit helps. And so go do that. That's my tip for today. The next song we're doing is a very unique track. Light Your Samples on Fire by I Do This. Is that how you would pronounce it?
I do this.
I'm going to say I do this. I feel like it's like, anyway, here is Light Your Samples on Fire.
Sometimes what you really need is for someone else to pay a horrible price. We'll be right back.
So that was Light Your Samples on Fire by I Duddits. And I think that comes from a movie called Dreamcatcher, I believe. Yes.
Never seen it.
A movie released, I think it was like in 2002. Had to look it up. Finally figured it out. But anyway, that's a bizarre track. This weird, genty, sampled to hell and back sort of instrumental chaos. I don't know.
Yeah. It's cool. I enjoyed it. We usually have at least one instrumental on our IMRs. And this was definitely the most unique and efficient. Sometimes instrumentals get really long. So this was excellent. Not saying long is bad, but sometimes it is.
Yeah, for sure. So the next track we have for you is called An Anxiety Arises by Pipe Dreamer.
Pipe Dreamer is from Dunedin, Florida. Kind of looks like Dunedain, which is what Aragorn was. He was a Dunedain Ranger. It's
it
very close Holy to shit. That spelling. Yeah.
Dunedin. Dunedin.
Yeah, Dunedin. Yeah, anyway. Of course, being a nerd, you would know that being a Dunedain Ranger. I don't know if it's completely connected to Aragorn's heritage, but he lives a longer life. So in the movies, he's like really like 50 or 60 or something like that. But obviously, like when you see him, you think he's like, I don't know, in his 30s, maybe his 40s.
Well, isn't he like 80 or 90?
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Because he has that conversation with
the
Princess of Rohan or whatever.
Yeah, he's like a grandpa. He would be perceived like a grandpa's age, but he looks like he's in his 40s. That's right. What I meant to say.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, they are... So they're from Florida. We can stop talking about Aragorn. I confused myself for a second.
What are we talking about? We talking about Lord of the Rings now?
I like the... this is just me being a 12-year-old, but I like that the name of the band is Pipe Dreamer, and they have Arises in the title, you know? Kind of reminds me of Boner, but, you know.
Oh, Jesus.
But it was a good track. It's got doomy vibes. They classify themselves as post-metal. I don't really know what post-metal is.
I think it's... I actually was just reading about it, like, literally while we were listening to this track. And it's like... beyond metal, it's like rooted in heavy metal, but it experiments beyond with different sorts of aspects that aren't found in traditional metal.
That's interesting to know, because I was like, what comes after post metal? If we've already reached post metal, what's post metal?
I think it's probably just like beyond metal, you know what I mean?
Yes, right. Kind of reminds me of nu metal. Like, what's the difference between like polymetal and... I guess that's including... I don't know.
It's just...
Subgenres are confusing.
Yeah, genre, metal genre is... Yeah, it's a whirlpool of confusion.
That'll bring us to our next track. Thank you for the submission, Pipe Dreamer. Ethereal by Here and Beyond.
Oh,
So that was Ethereal by the band Here and Beyond. And they've got like this really interesting blend of like black metal and death metal. And also there's like some more melodic aspects that you might not be used to out of like either of those genres.
Yeah, that's very true. I don't have much to say about this track. I was just a big fan of it. It was solid, well put together, very in your face. Exactly what you want out of, you know, a combination of death and black metal.
Mm-hmm. Yes, very, very much high intensity, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So for our next track, we've got the song Widrim Hymn by Mephitis.
Yeah.
And that band, Mephitis, as we shall call them, is from Oakland, California. Another just really solid track. I kind of like the journey it takes you on. I like the progression of the riffage. And what was like that unhuman scream?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. It almost sounds like they were like, they did this weird scream and then they were like shaking their throat. You know, people do that like sort of.
Yeah,
right. That type of.
Yeah, technique or whatever.
Yeah.
But excellent combination of, you know, black and death metal. Definitely a dark sound that they got going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you check out their Bandcamp, I really like the imagery that goes along with this song. So
their album art is like this pencil sketch of like a dude looking over a valley into a tower or something like that. But while we were listening to that track, I had to do some digging because of course it's black metal. The members of the band are Pendoth and Vatha, you know, just their Latin names, you know, their demon names or whatever. And I had to look up their band name. So I think it's pronounced Mephitis. And Mephitis is the name of a Samnite goddess. And Samnites were like a group of Roman Italians back in the day. And Mephitis, it was the goddess of foul-smelling gases of the earth. Nice. So like swamps and volcanoes and stuff. And the skunks, like genus species name is Mephitis mephitis. So just some information there for you in case you were interested.
Oh, that's very interesting. the landscape that this guy is looking over kind of looks like it would have some foul smelling smells, I guess, coming out of the earth.
Yeah, I'm smelling some sulfur looking at that. Fire and brimstone.
With that, we'll switch gears here and play the track Headspace by Set Display.
Trust.
So that track was called Headspace by Set/Display. It's the name of their, how it's framed, I guess. They are from Spring, Texas. And that track has some cool, like, genty electronic type vibes going on. Even like some like metalcore inspiration. It's kind of like a kind of a mishmash of a lot of sort of different genres. Like even like there's the vocals in there at times are almost like death metal inspired. It's kind of wild.
Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's really unique sound, and I think that their clean vocals sound pro. Like really,
yeah, yeah, they sound very good. So, next track we got for you is Seas of Eternity by Diabology.
We'll be right back. And that band is, from Burbank, California. That sound just grows on you.
Yes. Yes. Right away, when I first listened to it, I was like, I wasn't entirely into like the way the vocals were delivered, but man, it just comes together. I love it.
Yeah, very unique blend. They have, this is the first single off their upcoming album. And the way they label this, their tags on Bandcamp are black metal, death metal, LA, metal punk, doom, kill, Lovecraft, motherfucker, thrash, Burbank.
I like motherfucker and kill.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of kill metal.
Yeah, and motherfucker metal. But anyway, really solid. Yeah, like I said, you may not connect with it the first time, but give it a couple listens and it'll surprise you.
Yeah,
that brings us to the grand finale. The last question by Boltzmann Brain.
Trophies embrace the end that I've got.
That was The Last Question by Boltzmann Brain. And that is an internet project, I guess, across some friends in California, including Jonathan Lynch of Riffs or GTFO. So huge shout out to John. Great guy. He was on one of our very early episodes when he put together a California Blood, California independent metal band album, I guess. And man, what a triumphant, like, traditional heavy metal song that is.
Definitely. I loved everything about it. The leads, the way the guitar sounded, the way the vocals sounded.
Oh,
so excellent good. On all fronts.
I need to look up, the name of the band is Boltzmann Brain. And I think that's a track off of like an upcoming album they're working on. I think this is just kind of their first release. And a Boltzmann Brain, for anyone who's curious, you know, I'm going on all the research tonight. A Boltzmann Brain is basically when enough like entropy occurs that it creates a self-aware entity. So like imagine in space, if there's enough molecules floating around that hit each other exactly to create a human brain. That's a Boltzmann Brain. So it's like a space sci-fi themed metal band, which I love.
That's awesome. And I have many more questions after hearing that. That wasn't the last question after you explained that. But yeah, it was our last track, though.
It was.
So I hope you guys enjoyed. This was a lot of fun. It always is. Can't wait for the next one. It's April now, so let's see here. May, June, July. Probably be July, because it's always the end of the quarter that we release it. So it'll be sometime in July, which seems like really far away, but it always comes super fast. So
it'll be here next weekend.
Yeah, pretty much. Anyway, continue to send us tracks. It doesn't have to just be when we ask in July. You can continue to send us tracks and we'll just keep it in our email and go through it when we're prepping for the episode. Now, as always, remember that you can find us on all social media. You can stream us wherever you stream podcasts. We have a website, www.supermetalworld.com. Please rate and review us on iTunes. Send us an email at supermetalworld@gmail.com. And thanks so much for listening. Go support all these bands. Go check out their band camps. Go follow them on social media. Tell them who sent you. Say, I heard you on Super Metal World, and now I'm going to be a lifelong fan. I already got a tattoo of your band. So, anyway, thanks, guys. And it's hard for me to believe that when this episode releases, I will have watched the first episode of Game of Thrones. I'm so excited for that.
Oh, shit. It's been a couple days.
Yeah, it's only been, what, like a year and a half? Year and three-fourths? It's insane how long it's been. So anyway, very excited about that. Can't wait to see what happens. So, horns high, guys.
Horns high.